If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Today, October 17th, is Senior Citizens Day at Worth Baptist Sunday School and Worth Baptist Church. We will be honoring all of our senior citizens both in the Sunday School Hour and in the Sunday morning worship service. We would be happy to have you visit our Sunday School and our services of worship today. Well, even if you're not a senior citizen, you come, bring the whole family, and let's enjoy a time of fellowship and Bible study in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. We have a thoroughly graded Sunday School that is carefully supervised, and we have as our textbook at Worth Baptist Sunday School, the Word of God. We believe that you will enjoy the fellowship in God's Word and the fellowship with other Christians today at Worth Baptist Church. In these days of October, which is harvest month, we are experiencing some wonderful services together, and we would like to have you share them with us. I am concluding in these next three Sundays my year-long series of messages on the book of the Revelation. Today I will be speaking in the 11 o'clock worship hour from the subject, The Binding of Satan. When will this take place? How will Satan be bound? Who is Satan? Who shall bind him? And what shall be his ultimate in the matters and in the affairs of mankind and in the affairs of the nations of earth? These are some of the questions that will be answered from my message, The Binding of Satan, in the 11 o'clock Sunday morning worship hour. In the Sunday evening worship hour at 7 o'clock, my message is entitled Doomsday. There is an awesome day, a day of terror, a day of judgment, a day of horrible things coming, and the book of the Revelation tells us all about these things, and we'll be talking about them in the message tonight at 7, entitled Doomsday. Both of these messages are taken from the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation. I believe that you would be well informed after hearing these messages, and that they would be a challenge to your heart in this day of crises and trouble in which we live. So we invite you to come and bring your family. Remember our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, a class for every age. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we will be honoring the senior citizens of our church and of our community. Don't forget the 11 o'clock hour, the message from the book of the Revelation, The Binding of Satan, and then the 7 o'clock worship hour, Doomsday, also from the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation. To those of you who are listening to Worth Baptist Hour, may I remind you that the only way that we have of knowing that you receive this weekly broadcast is for you to write us. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Let us hear from you this week. If you write, we will send you one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. And now for my message on today's broadcast, entitled Let There Be Light. I am basing it on the first chapter of the Gospel according to John, where I shall begin reading at verse 1. But before we read the Word of God, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for Worth Baptist Hour, and we thank Thee for the privilege of preaching the gospel. We would ask that as this radio ministry goes forth, that many hearts would be blessed as a result of it, that many souls would be saved, that many would be brought into the fellowship of the church because of this radio ministry and its message in these days of darkness. Give us, we pray Thee, a new insight into the affairs of the world, that we might trim our lamps and keep them burning, that we might live in readiness for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would pray a special blessing for those whose hearts are heavy because of sadness today, those who are in trouble, those who are in despondency and despair. Perhaps, Heavenly Father, someone who is accidentally tuned this broadcast today, may it be a real blessing to them. Bless the sick and shut in, and bless all for whom we should pray in this hour. We ask in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 1. We read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." In the Bible, there's a great deal said about light. In the process of creation, for example, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 3, we read, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." In the prophecy of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, at verse 2, the prophet Isaiah declares that a great light hath dawned, and they that sat in darkness upon them hath that light shined. He was speaking of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the earth in the days of his flesh. It was indeed a ministry of light. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, the Apostle Paul admonishes us as Christians to walk in light and to have no fellowship with darkness. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In my text, it is made very clear and very plain that Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. He lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ has been shining through this gospel age for almost 2,000 years, and such a tragedy that there is yet much darkness in the world. I submit to you three reasons why I say there should be light. First of all, light is the only answer to darkness. Secondly, light reveals sin. And in the third place, light glorifies God. Let there be light. Let there be light because light is the only answer to darkness. This is a dark world in which we live. It is made dark by sin. Sin is public enemy number one. Sin is a malady, a disease that has contaminated every member of Adam's race. And sin has brought death and destruction and darkness into our world. Our world is dark because of the war clouds that hang over it. Our world is dark because of the poverty, because of the distress, not only among nations, but in the hearts of men all over the world there is sorrow, there is heartache, there are troubles, there are trials, there are persecutions. This is indeed a dark hour in which we live. In fact, this world is dominated by the prince of the power of darkness. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God," Paul writes, "that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We are in an eternal conflict. It is light against darkness. It is right against wrong. It is good against evil. And the powers and forces of darkness have taken their toll. Paul declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 at verse 4, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world," that is Satan, "hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine unto them." It is the business of the devil to darken the world. We have more artificial illumination in the world today than ever before, and yet we have less true light. We are not only living in a dark world, but the tragedy of it all is this. We are becoming accustomed to it. It's like entering a dark room. At first you cannot see, and then after a while your eyes become accustomed to the darkness. Such is the case in our world today. Many Christians are becoming accustomed to living in a dark, dismal world. There's a great deal of brainwashing going on in the world today. We have become desensitized to evil. Little by little, gradually, sin is made to look less sinful. Crime is made to look less horrible. The TVs, the magazines, the movies, the newspapers, many radio programs, all of these things are glorifying the darkness of this age. And Isaiah says, "Woe unto them that call darkness light, that call evil good, that put darkness for light, that call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. Woe unto them." The judgment of Almighty God is pronounced upon those who would confuse the things of darkness with the things of light. The man Lot was a righteous man, but then he moved into the city of Sodom. And there, instead of making Sodom any lighter, he got used to the darkness. I read in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Yes, there should be light, a greater light in the world today, because light is the only answer to darkness. In the second place, I say, let there be light, because light reveals sin. The world is living in darkness for one reason, because the world rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Many people have a fear of light. We call it photophobia. They do not come to the light because they are fearful of it. This is precisely what Jesus said in John 3, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Neither will they come to the light, lest their deeds be reproved." You see, light exposes sin. It reveals sin. If you go out in the yard and turn over a rock or a piece of wood that's been there for any length of time, the insects underneath it begin to run. They fear light. They cannot stand the light. They are afraid of the light. And so it is when the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines into the world, many men, because they fear the light of the truth, will hide from it or attempt to hide from it. Even Adam tried to hide from the glorious light of God when he walked with him in the Garden of Eden. The Christian who lives in darkness all week long will blink his eyes on Sunday morning when the preacher turns on the light of the gospel. As you listen to this broadcast, if you are living in the darkness of sin, in the darkness of the evil of this world, the light of the gospel will prick something in your heart. The Bible declares, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." In Psalm 119, 130 we read, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." And again Jesus said in John 8, 12, "I am the light of the world." We are not here in this world to learn how to live in the dark, but rather, we are here to learn how to walk in the light. We are not here to learn how to get along with evil, but to overcome evil with good. There should be light shining in the world today, because the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the light of the Bible, the light of revealed truth, always exposes sin. And then in the third place, I say there should be light because light glorifies God. Are you a Christian today? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Then, as a Christian, you reflect the light of the Lord Jesus. Not only did Jesus say that He was the light of the world, Jesus declared, "You are the light of the world." And then He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus did not say, "Let your light twinkle." Jesus said, "Let your light shine." Let me ask you a heart-to-heart, man-to-man question. As a Christian, as a born-again believer, is your light shining in this dark world? Are you leading others to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Do those about you who work with you, who live with you, who know you better than anyone else, do they see the light of the gospel of Christ shining in your life? Can they discern that you are a Christian by the light that shines from your very countenance? I repeat, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." The trouble with many Christians today is this: we are dimming our lights to accommodate the world. We are so afraid of offending somebody. We are so afraid that we will be offensive that we've almost ceased to be effective. I believe it would be better to offend someone in the world than to grieve the Holy Spirit. If, as a Christian, your light isn't shining today, someone may go to hell because of the darkness that surrounds you. I can think of but one thing that is worse than going to hell, and that is being responsible for someone else going to hell. As a believer in Jesus Christ, as a Christian, your schedule today should include worship. For after all, God has ordained worship for us as believers and for us to share with those who are unbelievers. In the world of darkness of 1971, when there is threat from within and threat from without, when nations are in distress and people are in trouble, I beseech you, let your light shine for Christ. Prove to the world today that you are a Christian. Let it be known by the shining of the light of the gospel in your life, by attending services today, by letting others know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. I've a footnote and I'm through. One day there shall be an eternal light. I speak now of that hour when the Lord Jesus Christ shall reign upon this earth from the city of Jerusalem over all the earth. That will be the day of glorious light, the glorious consummation of all things, when the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shines over all the earth. My, what a day that's going to be. Before that happens, other things must come to pass. And in my services today, in my messages today, in both services, I'll be speaking from the book of the Revelation, chapter 20, the binding of Satan in the Sunday morning hour and doomsday in the Sunday evening hour. We invite you to come and enjoy the blessings of God with us today in the Sunday school hour at 10 and in the services of worship at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And until next Lord's Day, at this same hour, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.